70 years ago, the crew of the B-17 Flying Fortress known as Memphis Belle completed its 25th mission, the first American bomber crew to successfully do that. The accomplishment earned each person on the 8-man crew the Distinguished Flying Cross, a starring role in a War Bonds tour back home, and a War Department documentary about its final combat mission. But with time, the memory faded. That is until 1990, when Hollywood released the movie Memphis Belle. The story on the silver screen followed crew members through their final missions. The flight scenes were shot in an actual B-17, now known as the movie Memphis Belle. Bob Hill flew the Belle to Tucson to let people learn.
And hopefully inspire young people in particular to at least go home and get on the internet and learn more about it. And that's what this is all about.
The real Memphis Belle is in the Air Force Museum. Hill says, of the handful of B-17s that are in the air today, none is a World War II combat veteran.
By January of 45, it was determined we were obviously winning the war in Europe. So as all this war materiel came off the production lines, it was placed in storage somewhere. Or if it was an airplane, it was flown to a storage depot somewhere, thinking we were going to probably need them in the Far East. We all know how World War II ended in Japan. The airplanes were not needed.
So after the end of World War II, the planes were all put up for sale.
And they decided to sell 37 B-17s. So you and I show up at the storage depot, and we can either buy the World War II veteran, which is all patched up with holes from flak and bullet holes and things, or we can take the brand new airplane that got flown from the storage depot and placed in storage, and everybody took a brand new airplane.
The plane known as the movie Memphis Belle was one of those 37 B-17s sold after the war and was pressed into service dropping water instead of bombs on wildfires until the 1980s. Now with the help of the Liberty Foundation, she makes 48 stops a year around the country. And even though the movie Memphis Belle isn't a combat vet, she does attract combat veterans. Standing under the wing of the plane a week before his 90th birthday is retired Colonel Richard Beauchamp. In March of 1944, he piloted a B-17 in a bombing raid over Berlin, Germany. It was the first daylight bombing of the German capital.
And Hermann Göring, of course, the boss of the Luftwaffe, said we would never get to Berlin. Well, we did. We tried on the 3rd and the 4th of March, and both missions were aborted. Got partway there and ran into weather. Turned around, went back. On the 6th of March, we got there. And it was, they estimated that we were attacked by 600 enemy fighters on our way in and on our way out because they knew we were coming. We lost 69 heavy bombers that day. 349 of the ones that got back were so badly damaged they couldn't fly the next day, and some never flew again. My airplane was full of holes, you know, from flak, anti-aircraft. The fighters came at us, but fortunately didn't hit my airplane, so I was lucky.
During World War II, Beauchamp flew 7 different B-17s and always brought his crew home.
The 8th Air Force had a very unenviable record. We had more people killed in the 8th Air Force than the total Navy and Marines combined in the Pacific during the entire war. Our losses were just terrible. I went into the group with 35 crews, and 12 and a half crews finished their missions and got to go home. The others were in Germany, either dead or a prisoner. The odds of finishing were pretty skimpy. My crew shot down while I was in the hospital. I was so lucky that if people had known how lucky I was then, they would have wanted to, they'd have paid a bounty to ride with me. I flew 7 different B-17s on combat mission. All of them were destroyed after I flew them, except one.
Beauchamp also flew the B-24 bomber, but says the B-17 was his favorite.
It felt good up in the sky. It felt solid, and with this tremendous wing on it, it was very stable. I flew the B-24 also, which was our comparable heavy bomber at that stage. And it was unstable. I was very glad I flew this in combat rather than a B-24. It took a lot of damage and came home. Never came home without holes, or sometimes a lot. We got in through this little door over here in the nose. The five guys in the front got in and out through that door. I jumped out one day and stepped back about 15 steps and stood there counting the holes. I counted 123 holes without ever moving.
World War II did not end Colonel Bouchong's flying career. He stayed in the military through the Vietnam War, and by the time he retired, he had flown 43 different types of aircraft.
So I flew at hover in a helicopter, and I flew the F-4 at Mach 2.1.
Bouchong now spends his Thursdays as a docent at the 390th Memorial Museum at the Pima Air and Space Museum. He's the only docent who actually flew in the 390th during World War II. And the plane known as the movie Memphis Belle is about to hit the silver screen again. She's taking to the air for Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks this summer. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.